The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Runner Craig. Welcome to the show. I know I've been gone for a bit, but I'm back. We're going to get down to biz, talk about this team, coaching staff, and such here on show 596. Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have the 53 men that will make the roster. We got some questions, maybe some answers. The new staff, how they looked in preparing the Raiders for this season, and the tone of this particular team. We're going to talk on that. The AFC West and the Raiders, now that all the preseason games are done, how does it look? And what are the pontificators have to say? Not what I got to say, that's for sure. So let's get to it. First of all, let me just say, from the beginning, when the new regime came in, I was a little skeptical about how they would perform with getting these young men prepared for this season. Well, now that I've seen what I've seen and heard what I've heard, I believe we have a juggernaut in our midst. Let me just say, I have been seeing this team go through some crazy seasons for many, many years. I mean, over a decade for sure. And the way the staff has handled everything from press conferences to the staff to the team and the locker room vibe. Let me just say that. This staff and this coaching staff, along with the management, has got this team ready to play for the first time in over a decade. The team seems like it's gelled already before the first game. There were always questions about this team. Were they going to get it together? How are they going to work? How are they going to play? First of all, won 4 preseason games for the first time in league history. That's our history. That says a lot. It says a lot to me about just the attitude of the coaches. I mean, I do like the offensive coordinator, Nick Lombardi. Mick is his name, not Nick. There's no buffoonery. There's no missed opportunities. Carmen Basilio has got his hands full with his offensive line, yet he's making the best of it because our team in the line is doing a great job. They've changed the scheme. The power running game is really working well for us, and we'll see more of that through the regular season. But man, oh man, I think the offense, which is actually run by Josh McDaniels, really, going through the offensive coordinator, is going to be nuts. And I don't mean that any particular way, but crazy is a better word. Now, I was really skeptical about the defense, but what we see and what we have seen through these 4 games is a evolution of the defense. The first game was okay. Couldn't really figure it out. The second game, it really started to gel right away. The third preseason game, I was astonished at the players' ability to be in the right place at the right time. And this last game against the Rats, well, forget it. This defense is ready to play, and these aren't even our first-string guys. I think once the talent gets on the field, Patrick Graham is going to be the genius of this team, because we didn't know what the defense was going to be like. We knew the offense was going to be pretty good, but I truly believe the defense is going to be awesome. Now, Frank Oakham, which is the defensive line coach, has done a great job. Let me just say that. Now, I don't know about the senior assistants, Rob the Slob Ryan, not my favorite coach. Maybe he's there for the jokes. I have no idea. Our special teams will be great this year. We have great talent. Our kicking game hasn't changed. It's tremendous. Cole is an outstanding kicker. Daniel Carlson is the bomb. I don't know where we got this kid, but he's got Super Bowl written all over it for sure. I think our special teams are going to be very special because of the depth we have. We have such great depth on this team. It's going to be brutal to cut to the 53. But so far, just with the staff and the vibe in the locker room, I mean, I'm not alone in this. I'll tell you, as a Raider fan, I know you're excited. I'm super pumped. I know we're going to have a great season, better than anyone else is saying. And I usually say that, but I am positive of it, especially from what the Hammerheads were saying initially, like Colin Cowherd. He was down on the Raiders. They'll be fourth in the division. When we first came out this year with all the new changes, I'm going to tell you the Broncos will be the last in the division. That's for sure. Well, let's just get into that story right now, shall we?
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
Well, since the end of the preseason, the Kansas City Chiefs, which were always the golden children of our division, still are. They're playing really well. Their preseason was excellent. They look scary, as usual, expected. But number two seems to be us. We seem to be the second in the AFC West divisional possibilities, and then followed by the Chargers. And then, of course, the last is the Broncos.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Russell Wilson, all this talk about, yeah, he's the guy, the gunslinger. And yes, San Diego's got a great team. They got, you know, they got Khalil Mack coming back to our own division. And he's saying, yeah, he's licking his chops. Hey, listen, our offense is scary. And matter of fact, our defense is scary as well. We have a very tough division. But I think of all the teams in a division, the Raiders will give the Chiefs the biggest headache of all. And definitely the Chargers, and definitely the last of the least will be the Broncos. I know the speculation about, you know, the Raiders being in the basement, but I just think that's old news. I think this is the same old, we hate the Raiders, let's stick them in the bottom like we have for years. Listen, man, we had the least penalties ever in preseason in our history. The Raiders' new attitude, the new coaching staff, is let's not shoot ourselves in the foot on the way to a championship. This is a healthy approach to football. McDaniels has changed the whole mentality of this team. And I think for sure we're going to see huge improvements on that very thing. How many times have we seen the Raiders in the red zone blow it and have to settle for a field goal because of a penalty, because of those particular things? Man, I'm telling you, I think those days are over. I think we will tie for the division winner. I'm telling you right now, I think we can definitely beat the Chiefs one out of the two times. And it's the rest of our season, which isn't easy, that's going to really pay off the benefits of going to the playoffs. Playoffs?
Playoffs? Don't talk about Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right. I believe our team is destined to the playoffs. They say there's three teams that could go to the playoffs, and the Raiders aren't one of them. I totally disagree. I've been following this team for too long. I see a huge difference, not only in the team and the players, but in the mentality, in the approach, in the pride, in the positive attitude. They're not coming out with the speculation of maybe or maybe not. They're coming out with a winning philosophy and mentality. And I think that winning mentality will travel through the entire year, irregardless of the outcome.
For years, I've not been a fan of the Raiders or Derek Carr. Just objectively, I just don't think the results have been there. That's all changed. I really like the Raiders this year. And the biggest reason why is so unbelievably impressed with what they accomplished last year. I just understand. Derek Carr's right. They were in the playoffs, and they were one throw away from beating the sweetheart Bengals. What he didn't mention is they're in the playoffs with an interim special teams head coach in a season in which their other head coach went through hell and was let go, in which Henry Ruggs, all sorts of crazy things that would have torn other teams apart, and this season would have just died on a vine. It inspired them. Mm-hmm. They won. They got into the playoffs over the Justin Herbert Chargers. They were there, ready to win that play. I can't tell you how impressed I am with the Raiders last year and how much it changed how I feel about Derek Carr, who I've always thought was a pretty good quarterback, and I thought he was an amazing leader. Yeah. I love what they have. I have really robust feelings about how they're going to finish in the division, which we'll get to shortly. But if people are saying that the Raiders aren't this or aren't that, it's not me. Like, listen, I think they're coming for the Chiefs. Like, I think they're that good. I love them this year, and I love the McDaniels factor, which seems to be this big enigma in it where, oh, my God, not only are they having a new coach there, I mean, kind of like a loaded topic of a head coach that we're not sure but we're excited about. I love them this year, and I think they earned it last year.
I love this team. I think we got an opportunity here to go to the Super Bowl. I may be silly. I may be really silly-dilly, but I'm super serious because of the players we have and the coaching staff. And I think that whole soup is gelling to be a great stew. And man, oh man, watch out. We're going to find out on our first game because it's a division game against the chargeless, nutless, boatless Chargers there in their rental stadium. Yes, they're number two. The Rams are number one. I'm so glad that's not us. But we travel there first. Let's do this, Raiders. I think it's absolutely positive for us to win this AFC West battle. And we'll start early. We'll start not in San Diego, at the Los Angeles Chargers. And that's still hard for me to say. And that is all I have to say about that. How you like me now? Now, we've done this for many years, the 53-man roster. Pretty easy to figure out who our 53 men were for the longest time. This year, I'm stressing out, and I don't even have to make those choices. There's so many players and so much depth. You know, the staff has brought in excellent players with excellent attitudes. I mean, it's going to be the toughest choice I can remember. I mean, there's guys I'm rooting for here. I'm telling you, Sam Webb, defensive back, I'm rooting for him. Luke Masterson, the linebacker. This kid has come out of nowhere to do everything. You know, both these guys, I think, should make the 53, but man, we got some great players that are already in line. Now, I don't know about Abrams, but I don't know about Webb either. There's a lot to be thinking about here as far as our defensive backs go. Tashaun Bauer, defensive end. 2 sacks in 1 game. a sack and a half in another game. This guy is a beast with a motor. I cannot see us letting him go. I just can't. The feral cat, which has been injured throughout camp, he played a little bit, but I don't know why they're going to keep this guy. Who knows what they're going to do? But they have so much talent at defensive end. I just don't know if they're going to keep him. Maybe, but I don't know. Because Kuntz is incredible beast. And he played really well as well. But Tashaun Bauer as Kuntz, those should be the next guys on the up. That would be my opinion. And the feral cat, well, we can't have a cat that catches mice 1 week and then lets them get into the cabinet the next week. We shall see. Now, Illuminor at rat tackle is a shoe-in, in my opinion. He's played great. He's got great feet. He's smart. He knows where to move. Now, Leatherwood, to me, is a lead weight. He's a big, strong guy that doesn't know what he's doing. Matter of fact, in this last preseason game, he got pummeled and run over. I mean, the guy got run over. He's a monster as far as size is concerned. But I think his problem, Leatherwood, is in his head. I just don't think he has the confidence or the competence to be that right tackle. We'll see what happens to him as a first-round pick, but I don't know if I'd want to pay him for the talent that he's showing on the field. He just doesn't look very good. Not in comparison to Illuminor. Way different. Lester Cotton looks amazing too. He's doing a great job. Great job. Britton Brown. There's another guy. You know, we have five running backs going. Zamir White. Our running backs look fierce. And I don't know who they're going to get as their final five. I don't know if they'll carry six, but I know we'll probably have two quarterbacks. I don't know if we'll carry three. I don't believe so. But our wide receivers, again, I mean, we know who we have as far as first string, but DJ Turner, Keelan Cole, Tyron Johnson. I mean, they all have played excellent football, and none of them have been getting the ball thrown by Derek Carr. I mean, you got to give me a break. These guys are great players. And I just think, I don't know who we're going to keep there, but I've loved the offense. I love who we're playing. All of it's been second and third string guys. They're showing up and doing great. And we don't get any penalties, folks. The penalties are way down to almost nothing. I just think that's so crazy that because we've seen it for years and years and years, it's a penalty train. And I think without Leatherwood on the line, we'll have a lot less penalties because this kid, I don't know if they should put him on the practice squad maybe to hold him for another season because he just doesn't have the pop. He doesn't use his power. His legs are funny. He doesn't have his arms in the right place. And he should be at this point. He's a number one pick, man. I'm just not sure about this kid. I do know this. After we cut to our 53, there'll be other players that are cut throughout the NFL that we may be able to pick up as offensive linemen that can patch up some of these holes that we have. Now, I just don't know about Leatherwood. I thought he would be a great player because he was so big and so strong. But since we got him, I think he's just digressed. And the system we're in now is easier than the system we had before. I don't know. I just don't have a lot of, confidence in that part of our line. But overall, the offensive line is probably the weakest part of our game. The interior defense I'm worried about as well, too, because I really haven't seen that kind of push. But we shall see with everyone coming back. We'll see what happens on the 53-man cut. It's coming up soon. It'll be interesting to see who we waive because, man, we got so much depth. It's going to be sad to see some of these guys go because I'm telling you, they will be picked up by other teams faux show. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, it's time for the Bone Line. 1-800-630-7181. 1-800-630-7181. You know the number. I know it's been a while since I've been up, but I know you guys couldn't have forgot that. We do have some callers. We're going to throw them on out here. And then let's hear some more people come down the road, because if I'm working, you're working. I love it. And our first caller is my very good brother, Raider Steve in Vegas. He is the original and the homegrown talent there in Las Vegas. What is happening, my good brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, it's Raider Steve in Vegas. Man, I know you and I both, when we met last season, I know we both had reservations about this current staff. I thought Ziegler was impressive when he first, you could just tell he's a really smart, put together guy. But of course I was disappointed with everything that happened with Gruden. I'm Raider at heart. I love Gruden even still. And I thought I would never get over them firing him, but I have to say these two guys have been doing a killer job. I can't believe the free agents we've got, Davante Adams, Chandler Jones. The draft was impressive, and I read an article saying that because the staff didn't have much time, it's okay to trade the first two picks for somebody like Davante Adams because everyone hasn't really gotten their feet wet as a staff yet. So why risk, if you're not fully prepared, which I think they were, but I understand the sentiment, right? Like, take a sure thing, your first draft, so you can better prepare for next year's draft. That makes total sense to me, plus it's Davante Adams. But this is the first time in a long time that I feel like the 2000 team, the 2001 team, the 2002 teams, like, we can legit say we're Super Bowl contenders. My only reservation about it is Josh McDaniels. Has he become a better coach? Because I can see it in his eyes when he's doing press conferences and stuff. I'm not sure how good of a leader he is, can he keep those guys together? I hope he can. I really want that to happen. I know he knows offense. So if he can just lead the guys and get them behind him, I know he can coach the offense. I hope, we make the Super Bowl, but going in the first year is going to be tough. And let's just see how it goes. But, I expect playoffs. I expect a playoff run. I don't care about the Chiefs. I don't care about the Chargers. And I definitely don't care about the Broncos. I don't know why everybody thinks the Broncos are going to do anything. They suck. We've beaten them like 3 years. We swept them like 3 years in a row or something like that. Like, why does everybody think they're going to do anything? Their O-line sucks. Their coach is unproven. I guess you could say the same thing about our coach. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get where that's coming from. Anyway, I can't wait for next season. This is the most legit team we've had in a long time. And I can't wait to sit in the Legion with you, brother. And I'll see you guys soon. And can't wait for the next podcast. I'm out.
Steve, I got to agree with you. Again, we talked about this too. Wasn't sure about McDaniels, but I am 100% sure now. He's just not a first-time coach, though. He's got 6 Super Bowls. He has 6 Super Bowls, and he called all the plays on the offensive side. Bill Belichick had nothing to do with it. Now, I think Patrick Graham has done a great job so far. That's my only concern. But the other thing, too, I think the guys have totally bought in to the pedigree that he brings to the team. I am so jazzed. Look at our penalties, way down. The discipline on the field. The responsibility that they take when they make a mistake. Man, I don't care about the Broncos either. I think they're a flash in the pan already. I think we'll be able to take them down. I'm not even worried about Kansas City. I just know that we have to win as many games as we can, And I know we can beat the Chiefs at least once. And I think we can beat the Chargers at least once. And I think we have a better record than the Chargers for sure. I know we got a playoff spot somewhere. So I'm so excited about this team and this particular locker room, the way it's set up. I can hardly wait for September 11th, our very first game. And the Broncos are owned by Walmart? Blue Light Special, aisle 13. I don't think so, Tim. Yeah, good luck with that, Mr. Walmart. You got a discount. Now you got a discounted team. I think we're going to wipe the floor with the Broncos, irregardless of Russell Wilson. You know, the way he talks about his team makes me laugh. Talk about a phony baloney. Let's ride. What did he say? It was comical. Anyway, brother, great to hear from you. I've got great feeling about this team, too. And the staff made it all possible. And our next caller is Alfonso from Mexico City. Welcome, brother, to the Raider Nation podcast. Again, you're a great contributor. I appreciate you calling. What do you got for us, brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Greetings from Mexico City. This is Alfonso. First of all, I want to wish Raider Greg, wishing to his daughter fast and easy recovery from her surgery. I sent loads of blessings for her to get well soon. I hope she's doing fine and all your family. Also, I want to thank you for all the shows from last year and your concern of broadcasting new shows despite all the love, all the work you might have, and all the family affairs that also you may have. And I'm very grateful with this podcast. I think is the best one regarding the Raider Nation. I'm a long time listener. I really don't care if there's video or just making bold statements to get the clicks and to get known. First of all, this podcast is very special because you give us a space and you're a good listener. So everyone wants to talk, everyone wants to yell, everybody wants to, give their opinion. But you are the only one to give us a space, and also, as I repeat, you are a very good listener. And I think all the Raider Nation who listens to this podcast likes to listen to other Raider Nation members. So thank you, and I think this season will be great. I'm also very happy that there will not be a game in Mexico. It's very bad for the Raiders because, always the other team gets more like a...
Well, I'm sorry you were cut off there on the recording, brother. But first of all, let me say thank you so very much for the prayers for my daughter. She's doing so much better. God bless you for those prayers because it makes a huge difference. Prayer works for all of you that don't remember or know that. It's a for sure thing, unlike anything else in this world. And I appreciate the listeners, man. I love to listen. It's my favorite part of the show. You guys do a better job than I do. That's a fact. And, we've been around for a while. I have to say it, man. We're the longest running professional sports podcast, definitely Raider podcast ever. We are before all these guys. I don't ask you to do any clicking or do any subscribing because I don't care. I just want you to listen. I want you to contribute because the show is really about you guys, not about me. It's about what we think as a fan base, not about what I think as a podcaster. I appreciate all the good vibes and everything you send to us, bro. It's fans like you that make it worthwhile for us to crank out these shows because we are Raider Nation. And so am I. I mean, I'm part of the nation too, and I appreciate hearing from all the fan base. You guys don't need to listen to me or click on me or subscribe to me because it don't matter to me. You matter to me. Appreciate that call, brother. And our next caller is the one and the only Nebraska Raider. What's happening, man?
Brother Greg, Brother Randy, this is Nebraska, the one and only Nebraska Brother calling in. Your boy from the Midwest, brother, holding it down. Man, I got to tell you, how can you not be a Raider fan? I'm telling you, just from my experience. Okay, so I was, you know, going out and buying some fireworks today and got hit up by three different people. One of them was a 49er fan. I was like, okay, so Bay Area, okay, that's cool. Yeah, all right, 49er fan. His girlfriend's a Raider fan. I said, all right, well, there you go. That's how you do it. I just got to say one thing because I've ran into a bunch of opposing fans, say it like that, that always come up and say, so how do you think the Raiders are going to do this year? Said, well, do you see the move that we made? And, you know, we get into like a 5-10 minute conversation.
Well, Nebraska Raider, you were cut off, obviously. I don't know what's going on with our phone there. But, yeah, I definitely think that people are way more aware of the Raiders as they have in the past. We're not getting laughed at. It's not like a joke. Now people are looking and going, hey, man, these guys got a chance to make some noise in the league. You better believe we do, especially the Niner fans who think, well, they're going to the Super Bowl. Aha! We'll see. We'll see if Justin, what's his name? I forget it, their quarterback. And I know they have Jimmy G that they haven't got rid of because they're going to need him for the season. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of positive vibe from anyone who sees me wearing my gear. I think people know. I think people can see. And definitely people can sense that things are changing in the Raider Nation. Appreciate the call, brother. Sorry about the short cutoff. And I also wanted to say from the last caller from Mexico City that, yes, we don't have a game in Mexico City. We don't have a game in London. We don't have a game in Germany. Thank goodness we paid our dues on all those games while we didn't have a very good team. I'm glad we get to stay at home and not take those 13-hour flights across the world. Those are brutal. And any long trip like that destroys a team, I'm telling you. So those long-distance games, I am so happy we don't have any outside of the good old U.S. of A. And our next caller is the Prez. You know him, I know him, and you certainly got to love him. What's happening, my good Prez?
Raider Nation, how goes it? It is I, the Prez, and even though it's a day before the game, I was just so excited to do a podcast so I can feed your ears and your soul and your spirit. We are about to witness the Raider Nation, the season, even this preseason. We've been waiting a long time to get some football on the TV. I was about to pull my hair out. I don't like baseball and all that other stuff. It's just boring, so I just sweated through it. But thank God we are in the preseason of Raider Nation football. As a matter of fact, we're in the Hall of Fame game, and congratulations to long-awaited Cliff Branch. I wish that he could have been alive to see it, but he'll be there in spirit. To the Raider Nation that's down there, have fun and behave yourself, because Raider Greg was not very pleased the last time he did a podcast, and I was flying into Las Vegas. I was listening to the podcast, and he was ranting about us not being so good, but that's another story. I think we got the message, and we're very happy. And speaking of which, I'll be there for the Vikings and Raiders preseason for my birthday, and then have to turn right around and fly right back to work, as well as going to Oakland. There's a tailgating reunion in San Leandro, and that was just like the ultimate, you know, birthday weekend. I couldn't pass that up at all. I had to go there and, you know, and see some Raider Nations in the Motherland chapter in Oakland. I'm still attached to it. I can't lie. I'm a very, 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 you know, nostalgic person, and I tend to hold on things near and dear. Even though I know it's gone, but to still see the Raider Nation on the 10th from the people who I know and hollering Raiders and just get a little bit of that feeling there would be priceless. It'll probably be a while, or maybe I won't say my last time, though, but it'd definitely be a while before I make that venture out there again because, you know, things are getting tougher and we're getting these diseases, and that's another story also, too. But getting to the point, I feel very optimistic. I like what we've done. The fact remains on the offensive line. But at the same time, if they can hold up during the time when he's playing Cincinnati, then I'm not so worried because they got the experience to get there. They just got to, like, just feed the beast a little bit. We got some good additional players, and we're going to see. I'm very optimistic, and I'm very excited like everyone else. I got this thing. I really just don't really get into it until, like, about week 4 and 5 because that's usually by the time they don't jail, then you start kind of having a sense of what's going to happen, but you can start off hard and go cold, and you can start cold and get hot. But I don't want to get too far myself because we got plenty of podcasts to go, and I'm excited, and I'm just happy to be on here and to say hello to Raider Nation and bless everybody with the good old prayer says moment. Raider Greg and Raider Randy, we salute you, and we can't wait to hear the podcast. This is the prayer signing out. Enjoy the TV game tomorrow. Because everybody's going to be tuned in to the Raiders. Have a good evening.
Well, thanks for calling, brother. It's always good. And I know it's been a while since I've done a show. So let me just say this. There'll never be anything like the Coliseum parking lot ever again. I mean, they would have to do some crazy things to make that so. They got some good tailgates there in Las Vegas, I got to tell you. But they're small. They're nothing crazy like there in Oaktown for sure. It's going to be different. We all knew it was. Great times, great memories for sure. But you got to move forward from that. Move on to the new stadium. Good thing you're going to go there. It's a beautiful place. I am so glad they built it. I'm glad that they made it what it is, which is a premier stadium with a premier everything. I mean, the team has the best workout, the best fields. They got the best training facility in the entire 32 teams, as built Belichick. He said so. Now, that Hall of Fame game was a great game. That's where our coach had gone to high school. That little tiny town right there in Canton, Ohio. I've been there. I've been to that stadium before. And just to think he came from there with his dad, and look where he is now. And I'm sure you've seen all the preseason games. And I got to say this. I'm not waiting for the fourth game of the year, fifth game of the year to make my mind up. I believe this team will be consistent. They will consistently win throughout the season. And if they hit a bump in the road, it will not affect them whatsoever. I believe that's the mentality here of this new regime, and I love it. Love the call, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And our next caller is Raider Tom out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great fan, solid fan there in the frigid, frigid Northeast. Brother, I bet you had a great summer, however. What is happening, my good brother?
Raider Greg, this is Raider Tom out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah, yesterday we had that preseason game against the Vikings in Las Vegas, and I won lots of beers up here. I won like 6 bets. Every bet was a 12-pack of beer, and you know what? Just win, baby, as Al Davis used to say. And our team came through. They were giving me so much crap up here. We beat you guys the last 3 times, twice in the preseason, once in the regular season. You know, the Vikings are this and the Vikings are that and the Raiders suck. But you know what? They can say whatever they want. I got 12-packs of beer coming my way. Okay, Greg. So I'd share with you, keep with the podcast. I know you haven't had a podcast in a while, but I really look forward to your next podcast, too. This is Raider Tom from Minneapolis. Go Raiders.
Right on, Tom. It's always nice to get a little vendetta payback, especially from the Vikings. They've been thinking about their teams being all that for a while, but, you know, they just haven't been able to make it over the hump. And they're looking at a whole different animal now with the silver and black. Keep betting, because we're going to keep winning, brother. And it's a good thing you won all them bets, for sure. It's always sweeter when you have something on the game. I appreciate you calling. I know it's been a mystery whether I'm going to be on here or not, but here I am. Appreciate it, brother. Hope to hear from you again soon. All right, Raider Malik from Tucson. It has been a very long time, brother. But I love your calls. I love your takes. Every time, for many years, it's been great to have you as a part of our show. What do you got for us now, my good brother?
Hi, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Malik from Tucson. It's been a long time, brother. Haven't called in a while, man. It's been a minute. I was going to get straight to the second preseason game, but first of all, let's get to the most important thing. I hope you guys are well. I hope things are going good in your neck of the woods, and you're healthy, living life, enjoying life, and really wish you both the best. And as usual, we really appreciate all the work that you do and with this podcast. It means a lot to so many people, so just want to get that out of the way first. Really appreciate the job you do. Looks like it hasn't been updated on the website since May, and I know life is taking hold, so we all get it. We'll all get there. It's all good. I just wanted to call in because I haven't called in a long time. I understand it's preseason and all that, so I'll just throw out some little 2 cents real quick. Watch the second game against Minnesota. I'm happy with what the offense is trying to do. It looked like the schemes are a little different. I saw some different positional layouts in the backfield when they're running plays. Like, they need to work on some execution as far as getting some things done, but at least they're doing things differently. It's not all vanilla. It's not all just run to the right, run to the left, run up the gut. We're actually trying to mix things up. The offense looks pretty good as far as not having starters out there, but looks like the culture is changing and they're definitely going a certain route, down a different path. So that's all we could really ask for right now, is just having that view that we are going in the right direction. Defense looked pretty good in the first half. Second half, you definitely started seeing some holes opening up. Didn't like that series where they kept running up the middle, and I don't know what's going on, but they were just getting dominated. Guy was getting like 8-9 yards of carry, it seemed like. It was kind of ridiculous. But, you know, at least they weren't burning us every other play with a tight end. So I guess that's something to look forward to, something to be positive about. But I'm enjoying it, man. I mean, it's a whole new vibe this year, whole new regime, whole new outlook. It's kind of amazing. And I understand it's preseason. We all get that. You know, I'm not getting all crazy and making predictions, even though I wanted to, but my brother sort of squashed that after the first game. Try to keep a level head and be smart. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the season. I'm going to try to get out to Vegas for one game this year if possible. I know tickets are, like, hella expensive, but I'm going to try to do that and see if I can make it just to get out there. But, yeah, I just wanted to just call and say that and just get some thoughts on the game. Like I said, I hope you guys are doing well, and look forward to the next podcast. And just want to say, have a good day. Take care. God bless.
Well, thanks for the call. It's been nice. It has been a minute. And it has been a minute since I've done a show. I got to say, life is changing for me. Randy, too, you know, just time goes on. My daughter had some brain issues I was dealing with. And, yeah, you know, I've been doing other things, honestly. Not a lot of things that the world thinks are important, but I know God thinks it's important. So that's my focus. And that's what it's been on, really, most of the time. So I appreciate the call. I know the team has a different tone, bro. There is a different energy and a different drive. And I feel like we finally turned the corner. I mean, really finally turned the corner. Not possibly or are we're almost. I think we've made the changes just on the penalties alone. We haven't played our first string defense or offense. I believe when we come out of the gate watch out, because things are going to get crazy, and it's only going to get better from better, if you know what I'm trying to say. Appreciate the call. Deep respect for you, brother. Thank you. And our next caller is Ruben from North Carolina. What is going on, my good brother? Long time. I haven't done a show, so I haven't heard my good brothers, any of you guys, in a while. It's really refreshing. I love it.
What's up, Rated Greg? Radio Nation, this is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. Calling in because off the weekend news from UFC president Dana White and his story about he was brokering a deal to get Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady to the Raiders, and John Gruden killed that deal. Now, my thoughts are, I am no fan of Tom Brady. Never was, never will be. But when you get a caliber of Tom Brady coming to your team with Rob Gronkowski, the leadership alone speaks volumes, and you have to give the guy credit where credit is due. So I think he's the greatest of all time? No, but that's a different discussion. And bringing Tom Brady would have been a huge lift for the team. Many could say that Mark Davis probably had some saying it in his opinion on it. Control happy John Gruden. You know, he didn't want to deal with a veteran like the likes of a Tom Brady. I mean, he had a hard time dealing with Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon, you know, they had shouting matches on the sideline. You know, having that kind of leader giving a pushback, you know, I don't think John Gruden would have really liked that. But, you know, I want, you know, all the car stands and car fans and car critics also to understand that, you know, this is about winning and losing. This isn't about, you know, who your favorite player is at the time. I'm past that, Raider Nation. You know, I'm in my mid-40s. My recollection of seeing the Raiders win a Super Bowl, I was 6-7 years old. So I'm due. You know, I see my favorite baseball team win a championship. I see my favorite college basketball team win a championship. I'm due. You know, I walk around wearing my Raiders gear with pride, you know, and I need something to say, you know, screw you, all the critics and everybody else who sits there and points the fingers at Raider Nation. And because, you know, all we do is talk smack and we can't back it up. I want a championship. That's all I care at this time for me. Who would have said if that deal would have went through and Carr got traded? Imagine the kind of return we would have gotten. You know, just think about what we got back for Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. Who to say we would have gotten a whole lot more in return for Derek Carr? I just want people to think about that, you know, the what if, before, you know, you start taking sides and making judgments and everything and all that other stuff. My opinion of this whole story and situation is, I think I would have been excited for it. I'm sure a lot of Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans hated Tom Brady, but the minute that he won them a Super Bowl, you know, everybody, you know, I bet you there's a whole bunch of Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans that love Tom Brady. You know, it's just winning cures everything. And I know about the Tuck rule. I remember watching that. I remember the robbery there. Bad rule, bad call, should never been reviewed, whatever. But that's in the past now. And, you know, I'm all about winning. I don't care about, you know, personal feelings or any of that crap anymore. You know, I just want to win. Here we are 3 weeks away from the season, start of the season. You know, the autumn wind is upon us. And I'm looking forward to this season. Hopefully everybody has a good week. And I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, you know, it's funny you'd bring that up because I heard that blurb, and Dana White's not my favorite person, to be quite honest with you. And here's the whole story, I think, is Gruden was never going to give up the power that Brady would want. He would have to change the entire offense to fit Brady. He would have had to do a lot of things that he didn't want to do because Gruden made the team. He was the face of the Raiders. And quite honestly, I'm glad that he's not here. And quite honestly, I am glad that we have McDaniels and our new GM and the way the team is structured and the way the locker room is and the whole vibe of the team. You know, Brady might have brought us a winning season, but that would have been a flash in the pan. I am so happy that now we have a staff and general manager that can build a team that can have multiple championships. Not just one, multiple. Derek Carr is a great quarterback. We'll see that this season. You watch and see what happens. This new regime knows how to use him. The whole program for the Raiders has changed from penalties on up to plays. The defense has changed. It's much more dynamic. I see a team that's able now to win multiple seasons, not just games. So we'll see what happens this year, but I am glad that that didn't go down for many reasons, but mostly Dana White's not my favorite guy, and I just think it would have prolonged losing, prolonged buffoonery, and I am so happy that we cleaned the slate, got rid of the old, got into the new, and now we're headed in a new direction. That's my opinion, bro. I think I don't even think we would have won anything because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a set up team already. The Raiders were far from doing anything. I mean, the difference is right there in the players. So I'm glad it didn't happen. So glad. And you'll be glad, too, at the end of this season. Trust me. And our next caller is Raider Malik from Tucson. What is up, bro?
Good morning, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Malik from Tucson calling on, what is today, Tuesday, after our third win in the preseason. Yay, yay, Super Bowl! I just want to make some comments on the game. It was actually good to see the offense not put up big numbers and have to struggle to get that win. There was that really bad play call. Referee call that where there was a fumble, could have been probably taken back for a touchdown. They made the mistake, rectified it, gave it to the Raiders, but it was, you know, a little too late. That is good, though, that, you know, we are getting some breaks as far as referees making calls and making decisions to reverse them in our favor. It's always a good thing. As far as the game, I was pleased with it. Again, Carlson, man, solid. The guy's just solid, you know. Future Hall of Fame, I'm calling it now. Love our punter. I love the fact that our offense looks like it has some weapons, looks like they're making some good play calls. Execution seemed to be a little bit better. I do like that. The defense did what they had to do to get the win, so I can't really complain too much about that. The news about Kenyon Drake being released, I get it. He really wasn't all that impressive in the preseason. Honestly, I didn't think he was all that great last year. He was great in Miami, had a really good season, and came to the Raiders and sort of fell back down to earth. So I wish him well. You know, once you're a Raider, always a Raider. So always send out that love. I'm looking forward to the next game. Hopefully we will see other players in the preseason at that point, like Davante Adams, Derek Carr, some of the guys on defense. So I just wanted to call and just say all of that. 3-0 in the preseason. I believe we're 4-0 in a previous year as well. Maybe last year. I can't remember right now. But it's a good sign. I just want them to carry that forward into the season, keep doing the execution, keep down the penalties. They're no longer considered the highest penalty-getting team in the league now. I guess last year it was actually Dallas. So nobody talks about that, of course, but that's another good thing. So. Looking forward to the next game. It's been like 2 or 3 minutes, so let me go ahead and get off of here. And really wish you the best. Hope things are well. And I look forward to the next podcast. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, our team's looking straight. It's looking good. They struggled a little, which was good. And let me just make this comment so everybody can hear it. We're not going to get penalized as much because we don't have the coach dropping F-bombs at the referees. We don't have Gruden scowling and chewing guys out. Don't tell me that doesn't affect the calls. I don't believe it. I think we're all human beings and we act accordingly. The fact that McDaniels is calm, cool, collective, will voice his opinion on if it's a bad call or not, but it's not going to be tearing some referee down, is going to make a huge difference in our penalties. Now, also, he's attacked the team on the penalty phases of the game. He's attacked this team on penalties in general and to convince them that you don't want to lose the game. You want to win the game. And if you have a lot of penalties, you're going to lose the game. And if you have fumbles, you're going to lose the game. You have turnovers, you're going to lose the game. I think the team is bought into that whole mentality. And I think that's where we're headed. I got a lot of positive feeling from this whole team setup, the way the team feels, the way the team is. And man, our depth is crazy. And just watch out, AFC West. That's what I'm saying, brother. Thanks for the call. And our next caller is Raider Malik from Tucson. This guy's really smart. I love his calls. I don't care how many times he calls in because he's smart and I love it. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. This is Raider Malik from Tucson calling after the final preseason game. So I'm having to really restrain myself at this point. Just going off of last night, they look really good. The defense looked like they actually had an understanding of how to tackle. There weren't a lot of missed tackles. If they were missed tackles, seemed like other members of the team were able to take down the player and save those yards. When they needed to get that stuff on defense, they got it done. The fact that it was the Patriots and we sort of took them out the way we did feels really good. I still get a little worried when they get into the red zone. The red zone, it seems like, you know, when they're going down the field, the play calling seems to be a little more aggressive, a little more adventurous, so to speak. As soon as they get in the red zone, they get near the end zone, they just, it becomes run, run, run. And I want them to understand that they don't have to have that old school mentality. It's okay to mix it up, but I'm extremely pleased. I'm saying it right now. Bauer, is it Tashaun Bauer? He needs to be on this team. That guy looks really good. He could be one of those guys that turns out to be an all-pro. Leatherwood, terrible, terrible at tackle. I keep hearing these rumors about cutting him or trying to trade him. I don't know why they just don't try to move him to guard and try to develop him. It seems really stupid to have spent that draft pick on him and just want to get rid of him like that. I understand it was the past regime, but I think that'd be really foolish. I'd hate to see him go somewhere else, get that attention in a different position and become a better player. I don't want to see that. Walter, the running back, excellent. Brown definitely needs to be on this roster. Definitely. I love the fact that I think it was, is it Zubar? I can't give his last name, but the fact that he's the first one in Raider history to get an interception. And I think it was a reception as a receiver. That was amazing. When he got the interception, it was great. I loved it. I'd love to see him actually trying to play safety. I think that'd be really interesting. Masterson, these are the draft guys. Love him. Great tackler. He's a great tackler. Something they've been missing on this team for so long. He needs to be on this team. Webb, the defensive back. I love him. Amik Robertson actually had a good game. I will say this, Cleveland Farrell, the big cat. You see him on the field. He gets stood up a lot. He's making an effort. He's not really getting inside. He's not really getting anything done. I hate to say it, but total bust. I'd rather see him go than Leatherwood to tell the truth. I know I'm getting up to 3 minutes now. I'm trying to think of these other players that I was thinking of last night. I'm really ecstatic again. Special teams, the fact that we have two, like, all-world special teams players in Cole and Carlson, outstanding. I love DJ Turner on the returns. We got a lot of talent on this team, man. And I'll tell you what, that defense, they look like they had attitude. Players on the side, you know, they look like they enjoyed playing with each other. And the defense, even when they made, you know, first downs or a guy was open, the guys were right there. And, you know, they weren't like big plays for like 50 yards a pop or whatever. And I'm kind of in a weird place right now because I can't just be disappointed with this team anymore. This team is pretty good, man. And I just had to say that. Yeah, it's been like 4 minutes. Let me get off of here. But I just want to say, great game. I really enjoyed it. I didn't get to watch it live. I watched it later on and recorded it. But I just had to say that, and I hope you're doing well. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, I wish you the best, and I look forward to the season. It's Raider Malik from Tucson. Peace out. Bye.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. As a matter of fact, I almost said exactly the same thing. Yeah, the Feral Cat, I think we've given him enough opportunities. His injury, you know, someone else will pick him up, and he'll probably do fine. But I think we have enough guys on the edge to take his place. And, yeah, I know Leatherwood is not laying the wood like I would hoped he would at the tackle position. But we could move him to guard, but he's getting tackle money. He's getting a lot more money than guard money. But I'm sure, you know, when you listen to Coach's take on Leatherwood, he's very soft, dancing around the edges. I don't think Leatherwood's going anywhere. Now, he was also very nice to Farrell. But, man, I just don't know if he's letting the cat out of the bag. But I think Farrell, his time has come and his time is gone. This team is a whole new team, bro. The coach has really set the tone here for winning. And I'm excited. I'm not just going to let it go, man. I think that this team is going to really blow some people away, literally on the field and off the field. And I cannot wait for Mike Florio to chew it a few times and spit it. Well, not spit it. He won't be able yet to swallow it. I love it. All the people who said we were going to stink, I think that's going to be a real problem for them on these shows. I appreciate the call, brother, always. Thank you. Well, the Prez, of course, is our last take, our last caller on this podcast, which is the first podcast in this season that's probably the latest I've come.
Raider Nation, good evening. This is the Prez, and I am doing a recap. I called earlier, and I know some weeks has passed by, and I just wanted to do a little recap of what I got to say. So far, our rookies are looking good. We've done some changes. I see a big difference, a super-duper difference than, you know, what we normally would do. Even though it's pretty much preseason, it's a given, and, you know, it's vanilla, and it's nothing near the real deal. But just the idea that I see play calls and plays that we normally don't see as much. And I just cannot wait to see what's in store for the Raider Nation as well as our players. We have some very interesting guys. It appears it's going to be very hard to make some decisions on whom to keep and whom to let go. But in regards of our Raiders, we stand tall. We look good. It's preseason, but I'm very optimistic. I'm very excited, as shall you be. And for the most part, I know we say this a lot, though, but I really feel that this will be a very significant year. I just kind of just feel it in my bones. We just pray that no injuries happen or nothing that happened that'll take any of our key players out. But we're in for a good treat this year. I kind of see a winning culture, and I'm very happy to see what Devontae and Carr is going to look like, as well as these brand new running backs we got. We got some corners. We got pretty much, you know, the O-line is still kind of a little bit of a concern, but I think that in time they'll get seasoned up. Because remember, a lot of folks is forgetting that we had basically the same shaky O-line when we played in the playoffs. And they did fairly all right. You know, some things didn't go as well as others, though, but for the most part, though, you know, they held it down. So as a week goes by, they'll start strengthening up. Because let's face it, they got to earn their chops and they got to get better. And to get better is as the weeks go by. Other than that, I don't have very much to say except for I'm just happy to see some Raider football. It's been real good, you know, and we all been having our fix waiting for Raider Greg and Raider Randy to develop and bring us some Raider Nation podcasts. And dare I say before I close out, no matter what you see on YouTube and all other stuff, nothing beats the original. Yeah, I get it. You know, there's you know, a lot of Raider Nation podcasts and it's fans and stuff like that. But this is what we feed our ears from. It's a whole different feeling. When you're riding in that ride in your car, or you're riding in the airplane, or on the bus, and you got your headphones, and you're listening to Raider Greg pumping it out, you know, with his takes and his style. You can't duplicate that.
That's some bullshit.
There are some things that just can't be matched, no matter how advanced you get or whatever. And I'm not saying that being a homer. I'm saying it's out of experience and the truth. You'll be surprised how many people are Raider Greg and Raider Randy are just waiting for that podcast. So we don't want you to ever think that you're being phased out or, you know, you're getting whatever and everything, because that's hogwash. You keep doing what you're doing because we love our Raider Nation podcast. We need it. We need it every week. And with that being said, the prayers is signing out. I'm at the shipyards. I'm stoked. And I can't wait for week three when they come to Nashville. That is all I'll say. Raiders. So says the prayers, baby. Take care.
First of all, thank you for your call. And thank you for what you say, too, because I see all these other podcasts and they want you to subscribe and hit a button and they need all these, you know, because they're making money. And, well, it's not been that. It's never been about that for me. It's always been about you. And that sounds corny, but it's so true. Because over the years, the fans are what makes the show. It's not me. It's not my talking head. It's you guys. It's your takes. It's how we all think about the same way most of the time. And then there's some refreshing takes that come out of nowhere that are crazy and good. It helps us all move on to the next place, I think. So thank you very much, Prez, for the props and for really making us feel pretty good, Randy and I. I know we're getting kind of long in the tooth. Like I told you guys before, my daughter had some scary health issues, but God is good, and he has blessed her with some strength, and she's moving on with her life, thank the Lord. But as far as the Raiders are concerned, man, oh man, we got places to go, people to see, and teams to beat. And I think all these people, before the season started, talking about us being in the basement, are going to chew and chew their words well. And I want you guys to enjoy every one of them. Colin Cowherd, PFT, all these guys who have these takes. Florio, there's another hater. I love it. I can't wait till he has to sing the praises of the Las Vegas Raiders. Enjoy it. If you see it, take it in like fine sunshine and a glass of great wine, because they deserve to choke on the words that they've said this year. I, too, am very pumped about this season and realize the new regime means business and the team is showing it. And let me just say this. I love doing this show for you guys, like I said. There's nothing like it. I'm a fan. You're a fan. That's the most important thing to Randy and I. And, well, again, I have to crow like the rooster. You know, we're the longest running Raider podcast in history. And we may be backwoods and we might be basic, but we've been doing this for 565 shows here on show 596. I challenge any other podcast to come close. They can't. So the show is about you guys calling in. You make the show, you make it for me, because if I didn't have you guys calling in, this show would fold up and blow away. I'm telling you right now. So I appreciate it. The love is definitely felt here at the Raider Nation podcast. We know it. We're going to start cranking them out because it's Raider football season, folks. And I love it. We're going places and doing things. Thanks again to the fans. Randy and I just love it. And you guys stay tuned because the next show is coming on up. September 11th is going to be a devastating time for the Chargers. Trust me. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.